Part of a 100-page personal report on the Charter 77 period written by Václav Havel is set for publication on Friday as part of events marking the 40th anniversary of the launch of the Charter 77 protest document. After being lost for many decades, the valuable text was recently discovered in the papers of another dissident and friend of Havel's, the late Zdeněk Urbánek. Mikhail Žantovský is the director of the Václav Havel Library, which is issuing the facsimile of the major find. He spoke to Ian Willoughby.
In the book that is known in the West as Disturbing the Peace, which was published in 1985, Havel wrote, I wrote a report about the beginnings of the Charter 77, about my arrest and first incarceration, of about 100 pages. I put it somewhere and I have no clue where it is. And he says, maybe I'll find it again one day. So it was found about a month ago.
What does the text tell us about Havel's state of mind at the time of the Charter? Was he excited, worried, both?
He was quite high-strung about the time. He and his colleagues all realized that this was a serious thing they were undertaking. They fully expected to get into trouble, and they did. And much of the report is about Havel's inner thinking in the days between his first detainment on the 6th of January and his eventual arrest on the 14th of January in the intervening 8 days. And he half fears what was coming. He thought it was inevitable that he would be arrested. And half was looking forward to it because he could not. He repeatedly says, I can't stand this uncertainty and I want some closure. And it took 8 days before he got his closure of sorts.
100 pages is a lot. What exactly is in the text?
Well, we don't have the 100 pages. We have about half of it, about 50. We are very optimistic about finding the second half. And Havel, because he was a very meticulous writer, actually divided the text into chapters. So what I believe we have is the first full half. And it ends with his arrest and his being put into pretrial custody. The second part, which we don't have so far, is apparently about the time he spent in his cell and his thinking during those next 4 months before he was released again.
What about the quality of the writing? Was it meant to be published or read by anybody else apart from him?
We have no idea. I mean, he apparently felt compelled to write something, but still I think it's safe to say that the quality of writing is exceptional. It's a very funny text. He describes the behavior of his interrogators, their character, what he saw of their psychology, what he could surmise of their intentions, and at the same time he describes his own inner thinking, and the result is absolutely marvelous. Regardless of its importance as a historical document, I think it's a great story.
The book is being launched at a gathering at the villa where Zdeněk Urbánek lived in Prague 6. Why there?
Because that's where the Charter embarked on its journey from 40 years ago on Friday at noon. So it will be exactly 40 years, the same place, the same house. There is today a plaque on the house commemorating Urbánek and the Charter. And we thought it would be appropriate and fitting to start a commemoration, so to speak, there.